Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
20 minutes away from the Power Hour on a terrific Tuesday on You Better You Bet. Our guy Bill Matz, hope he's got the tea, the honey, and the lozenges, because we got 10 games tonight on the ice in the National Hockey League for Bill to give bets out for. Now, Bill was in the bathroom when we went to him in hour number one, because, of course, the way things are, when you're running good, you're running good, and when it rains, it pours. Bill, the total that Ken had set for your NHL bets earlier on the show was 6.5. I, with confidence, took the over. What are you thinking for that?
The overtaker is going to take the over as well. We might hit double digits on this. It looks like somewhere between 9 and 10.
Amazing. Double for 10 digits. Games. The guy is such a legend. It is unbelievable.
So we're getting to like 1-to-1 ratio on average now, which is incredible. We were at like 0.71 to 0.75, something like that. But, man, we're like 1-to-1 almost, which is just outstanding.
I was pissed off at the Kraken last night. I was not happy with
I'm afraid to ask. Bill, how did you do last night?
We lost last night, right, Bill?
We did, but we hit a couple of puck lines, so that helped out the overall. But yeah, it was a losing record last night.
And Bill gave it the Colorado puck line. They beat Philly. It was 4-3 at the end of the first period. The Avalanche won that game 7-5 against Bill's Flyers. Bill is on Twitter at Billadelphia1. So Bill's NHL is coming up. Top 25, Nick. College basketball picks for tonight. NBA picks for tonight. 3-game abbreviated slate. And, of course, overnights to close the show. But right now, you know, we were talking about Steely Dan in the last segment. And, Ken, you know one of my favorite songs by Steely Dan? You ever hear Dirty Work?
I'm sure I have.
Here'll be my version. When you need some NBA bets and the board you cannot see, you need to find somebody who can do the job for free. And you know who that is? Noobs. He's going to give us some bets right now. Noobs. I thought that was okay. I wrote it down during the break. I was like, let me try this here. Alex Christensen joins us now on the show. Brown Bag Bets. Betsperts 4-for-4 on Twitter @_noobs. Terrible Twitter handle. Great guy. Great handicapper. Noobs, welcome back to You Better You Bet. How you doing?
I'm like on borderline ready to cry. That was beautiful, Nick. I really enjoyed that. I've never felt
Noobs,
more
are
honest
big,
to have
are you big classic rock guy?
About me.
Noobs, are you a big classic rock guy? You indulge in the Led Zeppelin and Steely Dan and all this stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Steely Dan's great.
What, are you afraid to talk about it or something? Like, give us a little something.
I don't know. Where are you trying to lead me with this? I'm still trying to recover from the fact that you just sang to me.
No, nowhere. I was curious. Like, we were talking about classic rock. Where are some of your favorite classic rock bands?
Zeppelin's obviously probably the best. Rolling Stones, I mean, it's a mood thing, right? You know, if you're looking for something a little loud and fast-paced, it's Led Zeppelin. If you're looking for something a little more calmer but has some rhythm, Steely Dan's great. I mean, any particular Stones album, you can probably listen to at any point. You know, it depends how you're feeling that day.
Love it. I feel like I am by far the. Am I like the only person that doesn't listen to classic rock? By the way, am I like?
I mean, I don't listen to it like all the time, but I do think it's something that like you should at least like give it a try because like there's a tremendous catalog of it. Like even if like I'm not a huge Rolling Stones, I'm not even a huge like Zeppelin fan, but there's like a lot of great stuff out there, and it's like not to say that Zeppelin's not great or like these bands aren't great, just not for me. Maybe not for you, Ken, but I'm sure that there's something out there in the classic rock genre that you will be really into.
Noted. Yeah, I'll take that under advisement. So, yeah. So, Noobs, obviously not quite as many games as we normally have on an NBA slate. We have 10 last night, basically, only 3 tonight. I know you have a bet on one of the games tonight. Maybe we'll kind of like tease people with that. We'll do it at the end of the interview, obviously. You know, only 3 games. So, like limited options, but Noobs has a bet for tonight. We've kind of done some like Warriors nostalgia on the show today, Noobs, basically. We're asking Brian Scalabrine about it. Nick and I were talking about it to start the show. That Curry clip from last night obviously gets scored on, and then half court shot at the buzzer to end the first quarter, they, you know, win by a million. They cover a monster number, and it just kind of got us like reminiscing about the other, you know, the old Warriors era, you know, Curry and Clay, and then obviously they had Durant too, but Curry, Clay, and Draymond and Bogut and Livingston and those, you know, classic title winning teams, dynasty basically. How do you view this team in the context of all the Warriors teams that we saw, you know, last decade basically? Do you think there are comparisons to be made? This team obviously a little different, but you know, how would you kind of size them up?
It is a tough comparison to make. It's like trying to compare some of those younger great Celtics teams and those younger great Lakers teams to the older versions of themselves. This particular team is a lot of fun, but you talk about that 2 to 3 year stretch. It's arguably the greatest 2 to 3 year stretch for any team ever. I mean, some of those Bulls teams you could compare it to, again, some of those Celtics teams, those Lakers teams. I mean, you had years where their point differential was record-setting at that point. They had not only this great offense, but some of the best defenses in the history of the NBA were those Warriors teams. So this particular team's very good. I think it is fun to think about the comparison, but it's hard to put them on that same level. I mean, you still have Steph Curry. You still have Draymond Green. It looks like we're going to get Klay Thompson back sooner rather than later, but I don't think that we'll ever think about this team the same way we think about those earlier Warriors teams that were winning championships and winning 73 games and seasons.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Noobs, it feels like right now it's like the Warriors and the Suns in the Western Conference, probably because they're the two teams at the top of the standings, played each other a couple of times last week. Once we get past, though, Golden State and Utah, Golden State and Phoenix, who else are you looking at in the West? Maybe that kind of gave away who I like, which is Utah a little bit here. But any of these other teams you think are going to potentially come up into the top of the Western Conference to challenge Phoenix and especially Golden State for supremacy?
The Western Conference coming into the season was one of the most curious things for me to try to figure out. It was really a situation where I struggled to find any teams that were going to be really great. I thought the Warriors might have a chance to put it all together. I obviously didn't expect them to be 20-4 through four games, but I thought that they could be a competitive team. The Suns seemed to have picked up right where they left off, you know, no loss of championship kind of drought or struggles there. But like you said, after you get past those teams, the Jazz just look like a worse version of themselves. The Grizzlies are kind of interesting, but Ja Morant has been out these last couple games, and I wonder if that team has the top-level talent to really challenge, but they'll be an interesting team come playoff time. You have to mention the Lakers. They still have LeBron James. They still have Anthony Davis, and they've got 4 months, basically, at this point, 4 or 5 months now to kind of figure out what to do, and that might be enough time for them to put it together. Unfortunately, the Nuggets continue to get injured, and as good as Luka looks, I continue to worry about his body holding up for an entire season and him really being serious about kind of pushing his game to the level it needs to be. So as much as I'd like to give you somebody, I really think we're looking at a Golden State Warriors, kind of Phoenix Suns, Western Conference Finals, unless one of these teams really make a huge step forward in the next couple months.
Noops, in terms of the Eastern Conference, I think one thing that's interesting is, like, at what point, based on what we're seeing, does the difference between Brooklyn and everyone else compress, right? And it's not that Brooklyn is playing poorly, necessarily. Like, their record is still pretty gaudy. Some of their underlying metrics, although not as good as the teams we were just talking about, Golden State and Phoenix. It's not like they're bad. It's just, are they really that much better than everyone else in the Eastern Conference? And, like, Chicago's gotten off to a really good start. Milwaukee's finally healthy, and I think they're basically playing, like, the best team in the conference. You also have Philly. You have Miami, who's obviously going to be without Bam Adebayo for a while. Butler doesn't really play very much now. So, like, what are they going to be at the end of the year? How do you view the difference between Brooklyn and everybody else in the East? Is it as wide as, like, you know, futures markets rise? Like, Nets a huge favorite to win the title still. Bucks a pretty good amount behind them, about 6-1. Is the gap that big? At what point do you feel like you could be out on Brooklyn? Like, what evidence would you need to make that decision?
I'm still very confident in the Brooklyn Nets. Again, we're not even at Christmas. I mean, the NBA season, we're barely a quarter of the way through. There is a lot of time left. I am concerned at how badly they've played without Joe Harris. When they lose one of those shooters, the floor looks really small and compressed. It really takes away a lot of their opportunities. And, you know, I think one of the people that should be most thankful that Ben Simmons exists is Kyrie Irving, because I haven't heard a whisper about him. Everyone else is worried about all this other stuff going on. And I'm starting to be a little more concerned that maybe he won't be able to join the team, or that when he does, it's going to take a little more time to ramp him up. He was, you know, someone that is kind of a nice to have. I still think without him, the Nets are the best team in the East, but he kind of, you know, is very much the icing on the cake. He takes them and pushes them into the next level, probably the best team in the league. They are still the best team. The Milwaukee Bucks have dealt with injuries and terrible schedule spots all season. I think they're actually pretty close to the Nets. So, you know, my power rankings in the East, I've got Brooklyn number one, the Bucks number two pretty closely behind. And then 2 and 3 comes down to the Chicago Bulls and the Miami Heat. And a lot of that depends on who's healthy that night. I mean, a fully healthy Heat team probably beats a fully healthy Bulls team. But I've been tremendously impressed with the way DeRozan has accepted his role as kind of a secondary scorer and closer. Alex Caruso continues to be one of the most underrated players in the NBA. And despite how poor Nikola Vucevic has looked all season, this Bulls team is just incredible. You really have to love the additions they made this offseason and the way Billy Donovan's been able to turn things around. So I still think the Nets are the best team. Hope they get Kyrie, but it's Nets, Bucks, then a decent gap, and you're looking at kind of Miami, Chicago, depending on how the health shakes out.
Noobs, we definitely want to make sure we get to your bets for tonight here. So give us about a minute here on your Philadelphia 76ers, who won last night but failed to cover the spread against Charlotte. Joel Embiid back in the picture. Where are you at here on the Sixers moving forward?
Little concerned that they lost so many games these last couple weeks. They really were playing above their heads, if you will. You look at some of their metrics in terms of their actual shooting percentages versus some of their expected shooting percentages for the first couple of months, and really kind of overachieved. And now what you have is a team that's 2 games above .500. They're just outside of that lock-in playoff spot in the top six. But Joel Embiid has kind of struggled. I'm curious to see how long it takes him to kind of shake off COVID, if you will. This is something we've seen. It takes players weeks to months. Overall, I'm still optimistic. I still think they can maybe do something interesting with Ben Simmons and make the team better. But if it's Joel Embiid, Tobias Harris, and all these shooters and defenders, I'm really happy.
Noops, we got about a minute. What's your favorite bet for tonight?
favorite bet for tonight is the Knicks, the New York Knickerbockers, -1. I actually played this at -2 earlier. I think the Spurs are just getting too much credit for kind of a hot week of play. You know, they were able to beat the Suns, but a tough schedule spot for the Suns. I'm sorry, we were able to beat the Warriors, tough schedule spot for the Warriors. We were able to hang close with the Suns. Yes, I like the Spurs, optimistic about them and their shooters and all their guard play, but the Knicks are just generally the better team, and I think have really struggled with injuries the last couple of weeks. Pretty much everyone is on the floor for New York tonight, so happy to take the Knicks -1.
Any plays for you at the Lakers and Celtics game, Noobs?
Lean Celtics. I'll probably talk myself into maybe an under bet or like a Lakers team total under kind of thing. Maybe Celtics +4. Kind of pushing myself that way. Haven't made a move yet.
All right. That's our pal, Alex Christensen, better known to you and yours as Noobs. He's on Twitter at _Noobs. Noobs, we appreciate you, brother. Wishing you the best of luck on the bets tonight. And we will catch up with you down the line here on You Better You Bet.
Have a great night, guys.
The great Noobs joining us here on the show. Noobs confident in my Knicks tonight. I don't know if I am.
That's a really tough game. We'll do it in the power hour. Side basically coming down to a pick. You feel like the Knicks would give you a better performance here, and you get the Spurs in a really good advantageous fatigue situation. Second night of a back-to-back, kind of all in to win that game last night against Phoenix. Game came down to basically the final minute. So you'd feel like the Knicks gave you a better effort, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
On the opposite side.
Yeah. We'll see. In the 1999 NBA Finals rematch, the world has been waiting.
Oh, my God. What an unwatchable series. God.
Yeah. Try being a Knicks fan. It was not fun. Right. On the other side, final hour, power hour. All our bets for tonight, hockey, NBA, college hoops, and overnights.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.